Right arm floating up. Let it come back with the exhale. You're just tasting. And then you feed it, you let it go. No need for right arm. No need for body unless we call it in. Left knee floating to cover your torso. So you're bending your left knee and your hands are coming to clasp your left knee so that just naturally you're drawing the left knee closer to your torso. No pulling, just lazy. And then the head floats up towards the left knee. Lazy, weightless. On the inhale, everything comes down. Let it go more and more and more, this body. And now it's the right knee that's floating up. And the hands clasping the right knee, drawing the right knee closer just through the law of gravity, which is a living, loving law. And the head floating up. And then slowly, gently, everything letting go back to the, back to where it came from. Ha. And now float your left knee over your chest. And then let your left foot extend up towards the ceiling, as far as it would like. Nothing else is active, just the leg, just the left leg, and then you arc the left leg back down to the floor, straight line. And then let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let the arms go to the back of the head. The breath, the body. Now it's the right knee floating to cover the torso. And then feel that right foot. It's just a tingling sensation that's floating up towards the ceiling. No effort. Relax every other part of the body. So all you're feeling is the right leg and it's arcing back down, straight line towards the ground. And you let it go. Give it to mama. And you give all the other layers that would like to be given over to mama. Behind the eyes and the throat and the heart. Drag your left knee up towards your hips. So you're bending your left knee, resting your left foot. And then the same with the right. And you just are have... You have your two knees bent now and your feet are resting hip width apart. Palms of your hands facing down. Very easily just tilt your pubic bone up so that the back flat of your lower back is flat against the floor. And then you let go. And you can exaggerate the opposite, the curve of the lower back. And then again, tilting the pubic bone upwards so that the lower back spreads against the floor. You can push with the soles of your feet a little bit. And then relax that. So the tailbone is moving in the opposite direction. It's a kind of rocking motion. So do it a few more times. Exploring how can it happen without me really efforting it. Just very sensual. The breath will help. Smooth. As if the body was lying in the very shallow part of the beach where the water is warm and it's the waves that are moving the body. And I am just tasting the whole experience. And now, next time the pubic bone tilts up, let the whole pelvis float up towards the ceiling. And feel that there's a cushion of air under the back body that is supporting the back body and is inflating. So there's not too much work here. And then with the next exhale, curling back down vertebrae by vertebrae from the top of the spine down slowly. And then you let it go. And everything that wants to come along to be let go of, shoulders, forehead. And now again, the tilting of the pubic bone upwards, the inflating cushion, carrying the pelvis, the middle back, the upper torso. The length of the back of the neck spreading against the floor, the feet rooting, the arms hanging down into the earth. And then just feel the whole posture, let it radiate in all directions. And with the next exhale, you're feeding the torso back to the earth, vertebrae by vertebrae. And then you let the legs extend, flop them down. Ha. You can do that with me in your own time. Nice long in breaths, and with the out breath, you let out a sigh. Ha. And now we're going to gently change the posture. We're going to roll to the left side of your body and come onto your hands and knees. Take your time. Your eyes can stay closed. And when you found your hands, the palms of your hands, the lower legs against the earth, and then just let your spine become concave with the in-breath, arching, and then curling, it's an out-breath. And you do it in your own rhythm. But at some point, stop doing it. Let it do itself. A ripple of sensation, arching, curling. Yes, and then resting your pelvis on your heels. Your knees can be a little bit separated and your forehead to the ground. Surrender the weight. Now come back on your hands and knees. And curling your toes under. So only do this if it's safe for your body. And maybe I'll just call it out before we do it. We're going to come into a down dog. And then from the down dog, we'll elongate into an up dog. So maybe if you don't know what those postures mean, just watch me doing it once, and or if you do know what I mean, you can do it along with me. So we're on all fours, our toes are turned under, and we're floating the pelvis up into a down dog. Kneels towards the ground. And then very slowly coming into an up dog, which is the opposite. The pelvis is down, but doesn't touch the ground, and we're arching the spine. And then from down, from up dog back to down dog. And then from up dog onto your knees, and then resting your pelvis on your heels and your forehead to the ground. And you let go. So here we go together. Len, are you okay? Okay, and go gently, because I know that you guys aren't used to this kind of exploration. So bear with it. If there's some resistance, just bear with it. We'll talk about it later. But here we are on our hands and knees, curling your toes under. And let your pelvis rise up, down dog. Long inhale, long exhale. And then from the down dog, slowly make your way into an up dog. Back to the down dog. Back to on your knees, forehead to the ground, child's pose, let it go. And we do it again. See if you can let it flow from one posture to another, almost without any effort. Curling your toes under in your own time. Let it happen. And we meet together in down in the child's pose. Hello, body. Come back onto hands and knees. Curl your toes under. Come into down dog and gently walk your feet towards your hands. And see if you can rest your torso on your thighs. Let your head go. And then slowly feel the beach ball under the torso, inflating, carrying the torso up to the vertical. Take your time. That's it, beautiful. Last thing to come up is the head floating on top of the spine. Standing, burping, just feel your body, very simple, innocent exploration, letting the body come to life, feel the space all around the body, not dead, the space around the body, welcoming, alive. and the earth under the body, under the feet, alive. Feel the feet can really meet the earth. The energy of the earth can penetrate through the soles of the feet. Relax your knees, relax your hips. Feel your arms, shoulders, your head, your whole body. Don't feel it from the inside, but rather feel it as the open space. Be the open space, and you let the body ripple in you. Feel your left hand, tingling of the palm, top of the hand. Let the left arm float all the way up to the ceiling, long fingers. Push the ceiling with your fingers. Now left arm comes back and down. So it's an arcing back and coming down. And now the left arm comes up, but the other way around. So it's coming up in the back, touching the ceiling and coming down in front. Slow and smooth. And then you let the left arm go. Now it's the right arm. Long fingers, right hand floating all the way up to the ceiling. And arcing back and down. And now the other way. No effort. No mover, just movement. And now it's coming down in front, caressing the wall in front as it does. And let that right arm disappear. More. Both arms float up. Facing, palms facing each other. Empty the shoulders, and now the torso turns towards the left just a little bit. Pause. Welcome every aspect of this posture. One global sensation. And now the torso to the right, slowly. Don't do it. Let it do itself. Pause. Can I empty the feet, the ankles, the shoulders, the face? Just one vibrating mass. Touching all around. Now the torso comes back. And the arms come down right and left, big arms, slowly. No rush. Last one to arrive is the winner. And then you let the arms disappear. Slowly, the torso moving into the space in front and down. Your arms are hanging dead weight. Your back is melting. Your head is hanging. And the knees can be bent. Long inhale, long exhale. Welcome the resistance. warm oil pouring down the back body so it can spread and it can relax. Back of the neck, shoulders. And now the torso comes up, it's the head leading the way, so it's arching up the spine, slowly, all the way up. Yes. Pause, standing, body, space, open, surrender. Feel the tingling of the touch, where the space, the air touches the skin, the clothes, under the feet, the floor, what's the texture, what's the temperature? Not so that you can label, the question isn't so that we can label, but just to awaken the sensual, the tactile. Everything connected, body, earth, space, sound, breath, clothes, feeling, thoughts, all made out of the same stuff. Open your eyes just a little bit so you can anchor your balance with your visual. And then shift the weight to the left a little bit and let the right knee float up. Balance. Perfect balance. Slowly switch. So the right foot, like a Tai Chi master, moving down, the weight pouring over to the right, and then the left knee floating up. Pulled by a string, perfect balance. Empty everything out except for the whatever is necessary. And again, don't do it, just watch it as the left foot comes down, the toes, the sole, the heel, the weight switches to the left, the right knee rises. Yes. And now can you bring the right foot towards the back and catch the ankle with your right hand? And then can you lift your left arm to the ceiling? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And great. And then slowly let it go. And we're switching right foot to the floor. Weight transitioning to the right. And the left knee rising. And then the left ankle in the right, sorry, in the left hand. And the right hand to the ceiling. Is there resistance? Wobble? Yeah, it's beautiful. And then come down. And the eyes close again. Perfect stillness. Feel your face. Your heart. Your belly. Let it all be sensation, energy. Send the message to all these layers of me, the body, that they're allowed out. They can be free. The face. Sensations of the eyes, of the forehead, of the mouth, of the jaw, of all that exists as that place that I live behind. Just let it come to life as if it were relieved of its jaw. Just turn the head a bit to the left and to the right. And come back to the center. And now tilting the chin towards your chest. And turning your face up towards the ceiling. And come back, feel the touch of your hair, of the space, and now we draw a circle with the chin. Not a big one, gentle with the neck. Don't do it, be that open space, just welcoming in yourself this ripple. Ripple of the circle, ripple of the sensations of the face. Now the other way. The eyes are spreading. The breath is free. And now the face, the head comes back to a neutral posture, position, let it happen. Yes, feel your forearms rising up, your hands are completely relaxed, hanging dead weight, and your shoulders are floating up towards the ears. You don't live in the body lives in this openness that you are. Slowly the shoulders melting down, slowly smooth. Be the openness in which they melt. More, 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 more. And now it's a circle with the shoulders. You can open out your elbows, your palms are touching the space. It's alive, it's sensual. Big circle, not necessarily a big physical circle, but big with the energy, the ripple of energy. And then the other way. Ah, make sure that breath is free. You're lubricating the shoulders, saying to whatever lives in there, look, there's lots of open space all around. And then let the arms go, let the shoulders go, the elbows, the wrists, long arms hanging all the way down to the ground. Little shake now, little shake of the body. Put the body in the popcorn machine. First you turn it on low. And then when you're ready, you can put the intensity up to medium or even to high whenever you want. But make sure that first of all, you include the whole body in this shaking. The hips, don't forget the hips. And also the head. The spine, the wrists, and maybe the ankles. It might become a little jumping. Don't feel you have to control it. Let that machine do the job. Just shaking the body, shaking the body. The face. You might want to open your eyes a little bit and anchor and shake and shake. See what wants to happen with the shaking, maybe a dance happen. Turning the body to the right, to the left. maybe the volume turns down in intensity and becomes a bit slower, or maybe not. See what happens. Just let the movement take itself where it wants. If it slows down, then just follow the movement. No more shaking now, just free movement. Body free to move, because body loves to move. That's all. You just listen and it happens. Let the expression trace a shape with your arms, with your pelvis, your legs. The expression comes from emotion. Or from energy. A kind of intuition sometimes. Not an intuition that's cerebral, more like a body intuition. Let the breath and even the sounds flow if they want. Just an innocent moment of freedom. There's no big agenda. Just feel that we're together in our shrine and we've just done some kind of prescribed movements, and now we're doing exactly not prescribed movements, unprescribed movement. No idea what comes next and next and next and next. Is it opening? Is it closing? Is it throwing? Is it reaching? Is it curling? Is it let this dance be wild? The dance of not knowing what comes next. Improv. It's not even you, the separate one improvising, it's the invisible one improvising, so no worries, just follow. Bring in whatever ingredients, allow in whatever ingredients, humor, trickster, animal, creature. That's it. My words are very suggestive and that's natural, and you can go with them, or you can call out your own words. See which body parts are taking the lead and let them do it for a while. And then another part of the body, but it's not the body. Or at least it's not the mechanical body. It's something way more mysterious. Yes. And let the dance sort of begin to slow down. Maybe find your hands to your body. Starting to gather it back towards stillness. Your feet aligning again, your hands. Letting your hands and your body mark some gestures as the body returns to this stillness. Sometimes the hands like to lay on the body. Trust them. Trust the hands and the body. The touch, the space beyond the body, just as much the body. You can touch the space, you're touching your body. When you touch the earth, you're touching your body. Yes, and then gently we're gonna come back down. Actually, we're going to come back down to a lying position. Take your time. And just completely let go of the weight. And then take your hands and place them on your lower abdomen. And just feel the breath there without manipulating the breath in any way. Just listen to the breath in the lower belly, front, the sides, the back. Hello, it's just a hello, no agenda. Maybe feeling sensation in the sexual area with the breath. And then bring your hands a little bit higher up towards the middle of the torso. Around your solar plexus, your rib cage, and then you just listen. Hi, you say hello. Front, the sides of the rib cage, the back. The focus is wide. We're not narrowing our focus of attention. We're not looking for anything. We're just listening with our tactile listening. If there's something difficult there, we just listen. We allow. We don't label. We take the label away so there's more freedom. Just to be. And the hands higher, resting on the tops of the ribs, clavicular area, just one hand on each side of the collarbone, and listen to the breath there. And to the feelings. Just saying hi. When we say hi to our bodies like this, we're saying hi to the whole of creation. We're paying our respects to the whole of creation in a direct, loving way. Now that your hands slide away from your body, let them rest either side and just follow the breath in as it travels from the lower to the middle to the upper part of the body with the in-breath and then the other way with the out-breath. So it's a wave, the in-breath, lower, middle, upper, a pause, the out-breath, upper, middle, lower, and a pause. Your feet all the way up to the top of the head. And as it travels, the breath permeates the body, but the earth as well, and the space around the body. The breath helps fuzzy up the borders. Yes. Now very gently, very lazy, we're rolling to our left side and we're going to come up to a sitting, comfortable sitting position. Take your time. Maybe take a cushion or sit on a chair. Eyes are closed. Feel the breath, gentle, friendly, and feel the body, gentle, friendly. Let the in-breath through both nostrils, and then the out-breath through the left nostril without putting your hands on your nose, just with your tactile attention, in-breath through both nostrils, out-breath through the right nostril. So it's in through both, out through left, in through both, out through right. And you just let it happen in your own rhythm. No rushing, no anticipating. Wide open nostrils, receptive, alive. In-breath, pause, long out-breath through one nostril, Pause, the next breath arises fresh. Now we use our right hand. Use your thumb to block the right nostril and your ring finger to block the left nostril. Block is a bit harsh, it's just to make a little barrier. So here we go, breathing in through both nostrils. And then you block off the left nostril, breathe out through your right. Then in through both, pressure with the thumb, exhale through the left, and so on, in your own rhythm. Long nostrils. Feel your nostrils originate 1 meter in front of the face, and they extend 1 meter in the back in a diagonal. And with the in-breath, the breath permeates deep inside the skull, the brain. No effort, no breather, just the flow, effortless. Breath and silence very intimately connected. Make the breath utterly silent. Smooth. Yes, after the next out-breath through your left nostrils, we stop. Surrender your body to the vibration, to the silence. Feel it as our shared altar. And don't do anything. Feel yourself to be nowhere and feel yourself to be everywhere. Don't think about it though. Just abide. Whatever sense of me is still here, whatever me feeling in the body or in the mind, just let it be here, floating in awareness, alongside the sound of this voice, alongside whatever other experience. All is well. Thank you. Just take your time moving from one mode to another.
Is it okay, Claire? Could you hear me? Yeah.
Well, what's really funny, while I was starting to do it and kind of choking because it was around my neck, I said, oh, maybe I should get some of those earphones that you don't need a cord for. And just at that moment, my earphones broke. They
So I,
stopped working. I think that's a yes.
yeah, I think that's a yes.
Thank you.
So my friends, this is open mic time. I did send an email suggesting that maybe in future we'd have a longer session with a break at this junction, where you could get something to eat or have a cup of tea, and then it's just so that it's not such a radical shift. But I don't know. If I don't really want to get into a big conversation here, but I'd be very open to hearing your feedback about that. Some people, if you only wanted to do the meditation, then you don't have to come back for the sharing, and or you could just come to the sharing not knowing, because I would be quite specific. It would start, we'd have an hour experiential, 20-minute break, and then 40-minute sharing. Although I think you should come to the experiential if you're going to come to the sharing. But it would be fine not to. So anyway, if you have strong thoughts about that, email me and tell me what you think. But it wouldn't happen for the next few, until October if it did happen. Hi, Kat. So anybody is welcome to speak, ask, share. Oops. I did it a bit differently today, which might have been a bit of a shock for some of you. It was a bit more yogic, gymnastical. Eugene says hi to your cat, Keith. We'll see.
I just got really emotional today, and even if this is not my body, it's still a body which is so healthy, and I felt this deep, deep gratefulness for that I can do all these movements with very little discomfort, even, I mean, just and with pleasure and all that. And I've been surrounded with lots of friends who are seriously ill. I mean, like with cancer, and a very close friend just died of dementia. And so I just thought, how do I take this for granted most of the time that this body is so just very grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's such a nice sharing, Rusi. You do have a body. Did you say it to begin with, even though I know I'm not the
It's
body?
not my body, and it's
It's your
my body,
body.
you know. It's and I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lucy. I think we each one of our bodies is our little corner of to look after, and you definitely have a lovely body, Lucy. Yes, Keith.
Hi.
Hi.
That was really nice. I had a strange sensation experience towards the end when you said, and I can't even remember what it was something about all experience being in awareness. But I don't remember exactly what it was you said, but what I do remember is you saying, don't think about it. But before you said, don't think about it, I had this sense of being suddenly incredibly lonely. Like I was the only, and I'm getting it a little bit now, like I'm the only consciousness in the universe and everything else is like a dream in my consciousness and there's only me.
I know that feeling. I've had it before. Maybe some of us have had it. That's more of a thought, though. You created not you. Well, and I don't want to get all intellectual, but when you have that experience, it's because you've made an object out of consciousness, a kind of thought object, and it's this thing, this kind of space. But it's still a sort of thing, and it's you, and there's nobody else.
Yeah.
So it's still a sort of. It's still very personal, even as this
like a
consciousness.
Really, really, like a really massive object.
Yes.
An object.
Exactly. So just next time it happens, you just bear with it and try to remember that as subtle as this may be, it is still an experience of loneliness. It's still very much a personal feeling of being separate.
Okay.
But it's cloaked in this kind of... The label says... awareness, but actually it's mislabeled. It isn't.
Okay, yeah, because the key thing was there was a feeling of loneliness.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, that's a key thing.
Mm.
And at that moment, don't try to find awareness. Maybe more at that moment, feel the loneliness. Let the loneliness reveal itself. Don't worry about awareness. Mm. Awareness, anytime we try to kind of try too hard to feel awareness, we're bound to create an object to manifest.
Yeah.
And awareness is what we are, but sometimes it's obscured by what we think or feel ourselves to be. So no need to create awareness. Awareness will happily reveal itself when the sky is blue behind the clouds, and when there's a little break in the clouds, there it is. So nothing. I hope that helps a bit.
Well, kind of it feels paradoxical. It feels like it does help and it absolutely doesn't and makes things even more difficult. But I hope that makes sense, to use one of your phrases.
Well, maybe it helps in the sense that it exacerbates the feeling of loneliness.
That's kind of what I meant. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Maybe just that's what needs to be explored and welcomed. At some point, you'll see the end of loneliness because you'll have disidentified with it, or you'll have welcomed it in such a way that the love that you are, the welcoming that you are, will begin to then sort of come into the foreground of your attention. But you're not done with loneliness.
Absolutely. Now it makes sense because that's been a massive theme that I've been experiencing and challenged by in the last few weeks, loneliness and connection. So it's no accident that that came up in that way. Yeah, right. Thank you.
Well, you've got such a nice cat, Keith.
Yeah.
I know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Keith and everybody. I guess I could just share a little something in response to what Keith said about loneliness. And can you hear me okay, everybody?
Yeah.
I don't know, I think what you said was that you're nowhere in the meditation, you're nowhere and you're everywhere, but don't think about it.
That's typical Ellen, right? Throw something out like that, which is obviously going to trigger some thinking, and then tell you don't think about it. Anyway,
it's that beautiful paradox. Like, it's so, there's such a deep, profound truth in that. And it seems to me there's different levels of loneliness. But I was moved by what Keith was expressing, because it seems that there's the loneliness of just being alone in a crowd, or there's the loneliness of knowing that and no one can ever understand you, you know, that kind of loneliness, or no matter how hard you try, just like, you know, you never really meet with other people. But there is the loneliness. This is kind of a spiritual loneliness at some point. There is, it seems, I've definitely experienced that. And
can you say more, Emma, about the spiritual loneliness?
Oh my goodness, how to articulate that? But there's something poignant in it. It's like there's a sweet, to it too. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of like it's like if you're at a, the way I experience it sometimes, it's just like you're at a, imagine being at a party and or like a wedding, maybe like a banquet, some kind of banquet where everybody there is celebrating in this very typical way that people celebrate a banquet. And you go to serve yourself at this beautiful table, and at the same time you know somehow that you're not experiencing it in the same way that everybody else is. It's not because you're better or because you're, it's just like you're not rejoicing in the whole human feast in the same way that you used to.
Mm-hmm.
But you still love it. Mm-hmm. But it's just that it's in a different way. Mm-hmm. It's like you're part of it, but you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I don't know. And there's like a, and it's okay, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's how it should be, in a way.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but it's definitely like there's, at some point there's kind of a, there's a little, there's a choice in it, but there's no choice either. Like, am I gonna get out there and dance at this party and just like, but in the way that I know everybody else is? It's hard to, because it's not like there's a choice either. It's like you're at this wedding banquet and it's beautiful.
I think maybe you're describing the loneliness that we can feel when we're surrounded with people who really haven't explored their true nature and are really buying into ignorance. And it can throw us back into a form of ignorance, which might be a little bit what you're describing, the sense of the rift is so palpable sometimes.
Yes.
Some, I don't know if that's what you're describing. We're describing things that are very hard to describe, but the shades of loneliness.
Yeah, the shades of loneliness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, I definitely don't experience the same loneliness that I did when I was a teenager or a young adult, or, you know, kind of wanting that recognition, or it's nothing like that. Or mm-hmm. It's just, it's more, it's bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah. And it's okay, you know. Yeah. It's like you're happy for all those people at the wedding or at the party, but it's like you're not celebrating it in the same way. It's like you're kind of observing it all and loving it, but not in the same participation, mm-hmm. the same level of participation.
Well, because you have the wisdom, somehow you, it's not that you're above, but you have something that, you know something more. You know something more about this.
Yeah.
This display or this game, or this play of creation.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a bit like growing up. It's like the children are playing, but all of a sudden now you're an adult and you partake, but not completely, not as carefreely, because you know something more. Which,
that's right. It's not as carefree. Mm-hmm. That's why it feels a little lonely too. It's sort of, I don't know. I don't want to say there's a sense of responsibility or something, but it's, Yeah, as I'm speaking that, there's a lot of energy moving through. There's so this little something.
Well, because you're trying to articulate something and it's difficult and subtle. And thank you, Emma.
Thank you.
Thank you. Viva loneliness, sacred loneliness. Yes, Len, I feel like the school teacher. When it's a small group, you can unmute yourself. Hi, Len. Oh, yeah.
Hi.
There you are. Hi.
Okay. Yes, teacher, may I speak?
No. Don't.
I like what you said to Keith about loneliness, which is just experience what that is. And for me, I find that loneliness or I've had during the pandemic times, which is a long period, there have been periods when I felt a sense of ennui, just like, and the experience of that and the experience of loneliness has a tendency to overwhelm the sense of being awareness. And I wonder if you, I'm curious to know how you view that, because when you feel lonely, you take it pretty much personally, you know, I am lonely, as opposed to this is the experience of loneliness, which is what you
Between the I am lonely and the experience of loneliness is a whole trajectory. First, we have to start with I am lonely, and there's so many options there. When you realize when you realize that you feel I am lonely, first of all, if I am lonely, but I'm not realizing, I'm just I am lonely, wah, 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 so that's what's happening. But I am lonely, but I realize I am lonely, or I feel I am lonely, then I have an option to dive a bit deeper. So you could dive a bit deeper into the feeling of loneliness, first of all, on a very personal front, just what's happening, you know, what am I thinking about, what happened yesterday, why am I, you know, to really sort of coax the loneliness out a bit more so that it doesn't stay in half obscurity, because most of the time we have a feeling like that and we resist it. So it's sort of half out and half pushed down. And that is what creates the it's heavy. And it's so when there's a feeling like that in the vicinity, I think it needs to be probably excavated a bit more. So maybe you need to, I don't know, to do whatever it takes to really allow this I, not just lonely, I am lonely, you know? So you feel it in your body, you tell the story, you journal, you whatever. And at some point it's out, you know, there's more of it is out. And then maybe then you can just feel loneliness. Take the label away, because you now have taken a step away from it. You know that I am not lonely. I am, and then there's this thing that I was calling loneliness, but now it's morphing into something else. And then I would say maybe, I don't know. You know, you could do again, you could feel it more in your body. Where is loneliness? Once I take the label away, what is it in the body? Let it spread. What is it doing? Does it weigh on me and the body, and then, or does it tingle, or is it what color, you know, you just explore it that way. And you just really explore loneliness. At some point, the exploration, as I was saying earlier, I think, because you're not really trying to consolidate the object called loneliness, you're just listening. It's as if you're exploring a cloud, and then at some point, you know, you're more exploring. Your attention, it goes back to the act of exploring, which is awareness, to the act of listening, of welcoming.
Yeah, that the act of exploring.
It's not an act, but it's and attention. Right. At first, the attention is on the object, but little by little, the attention goes back to attention. It relaxes back.
Sometimes. I think that when it becomes noticing the narrative, which creates an overlay on the experience, which yeah. then means I'm caught in the narrative of yeah. the experience instead of the actual experience. So, and I really like what you just said about, yes, it's where is it showing up in the body?
Yeah.
Where is it showing up? What is it like? Not from the standpoint of narrative, but just like you said, exploring the activity of loneliness. Mm-hmm.
But also just let, you know, sometimes it's, you know, maybe conscious awareness would like to experience loneliness. Seems to be part of the spectrum of experience. And so not to worry about, like, be lonely sometimes.
Yeah. Loneliness or...
To be lonely will make, when we experience it, then if our friend comes and says, I'm lonely, because we've let ourselves taste loneliness, we know, oh, I know what it's like to be lonely. And then it allows for compassion. So, we don't always need to spiritualize our emotions and sanitize, you know, loneliness. It's, you know, we might want to write a poem about loneliness. In fact, Coco might have very well. So it's...
Yeah, loneliness is an experience, and it's true that sometimes, it leads to vulnerability usually, and mm-hmm. that allows for the compassion that you're talking about. So mm-hmm. it's a very interesting thing hearing everyone's experience about that.
Yes,
because we all struggle with it in different ways when it happens, and being sort of rooted in being as opposed to storyline is overworking.
Yeah. Thank you, Len.
Thank you.
Taking that piece. And
yeah. Yeah.
We don't have very much time, so I think I'm going to hand it over to Coco to bring us to closure.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, Coco.
What everyone said, you know, the Thich Nhat Hanh, I hold my face in my two hands to keep my loneliness warm. I just love that so much. And it kind of relates to something I was just feeling, like just putting hands on body. You know, I'm sure I've had this inclination or this realization before in some way, but just so clearly today that, you know, I really trust life. Like I really, generally I feel open to life and I trust it, but I realize that my body does not. And I thought, oh, this sweetie body like might need some food, or it might need something that, you know, doesn't really, anyway, it's just, it had to do with, from the even the beginning, like taking a breath versus, like, I thought, what about just accepting a breath instead of taking a breath, you know, because I don't seem to be able to take the right kind of breath. And I don't seem to be able to release the right kind of breaths. So I thought, I will just.
That's exactly what the yoga with the breath is, just.
Yes. Accept this and then allow, accepting and allowing. And I know those words are used so much, but words can be really important. Just so anyway, thank you. And what everyone said. And so this poem does relate. It's beautiful. Sorry, you know what? Sometimes I really like, well, it doesn't matter. Accepting and allowing. I don't mean to be such a dramatic person. I'm not really. I'm just trying to say, you know.
You're just Coco, and we're receiving you.
Thank you. But And also just really, it's not nothing to hold your space in your two hands and keep your loneliness warm. You know, to hold your sweet self in your sweet arms and keep yourself warm and loved, you know? It's not just symbolic, it's real. You know, I mean, it's what you demonstrate. But so thank you so much for letting me like read this poem and speak.
We love you, Cuckoo. You make us cry.
I love you guys so much.
Okay, read the poem.
It's about longing, and it's called Lake and Maple by Jane Hirschfield. I want to give myself utterly as this maple that burned and burned for 3 days without stinting, and then in two more dropped off every leaf, as this lake that no matter what comes to its green blue depths, both takes and returns it. In the still heart that refuses nothing, the world is twice born. Two earths wheeling. Two heavens. Two egrets reaching down into subtraction. Even the fish for an instant doubled before it is gone. Just again, it's reflection in the lake. I just want to lake and maple. I want to give myself utterly as this maple burned and burned for 3 days without stinting. And then in two more dropped off every leaf. As this lake that, no matter what comes to its green-blue depths, both takes and returns it. In the still heart that refuses nothing, the world is twice born. Two earths wheeling, two heavens, two egrets reaching down into subtraction. Even the fish for an instant doubled before it is gone. I want the fish. I want the losing it all when it rains, and I want the returning transparency. I want the place by the edge flowers where the shallow sand is deceptive, where whatever steps in must plunge, and I want that plunging. I want the ones who come in secret to drink only in early darkness, and I want the ones who are swallowed. I want the way this water sees without eyes, hears without ears, shivers without will or fear at the gentlest touch. I want the way it accepts the cold moonlight and lets it pass, the way it lets all of it pass without judgment or comment. There is a lake, Lala sang, no larger than one seed of mustard, that all things return to. Oh heart, if you will not, cannot give me the lake, then give me the song.
Oh, cool. That is, I can't say. You guys unmute yourselves and tell Cuckoo. And Cuckoo, I just want to apologize because when I said read the poem, it came out wrong. And I just love how you express yourself here. And you bring something very, very special. And that poem was absolutely, utterly beautiful.
It's longing for something so much, even though you're in the midst of it. And you know, like all of it, it's so funny and weird. Ursi, I love you so much. Thank you for sharing. I love you guys so much.
Cuckoo, what was the last word of the poem?
The last word was song, I think.
Song. If you could give me the...
Yes, the song. That Lala, you know Lala, the poet, Sufi poet. There is a lake, Lala sang, no larger than one seed of mustard that all things return to. Oh heart, if you cannot give me the lake, then give me the song.
Oh, thank you.
That poem, wasn't that beautiful, really. Who wrote that poem? Jane
Hirschfeld.
Amazing poem.
Oh, your poems always touch my heart so, and I always feel like I want to cry during them whenever you're reciting your poetry. And also just, I feel like your energy, like when you get on the screen, sometimes it's so palpable. Like, I feel like when you were saying, oh, I'm sorry if I'm dramatic, I was like, oh no, I feel the same energy she's feeling. I want to cry with Coco. But no, I just really feel blessed by you.
I feel blessed by you too. No, you, exactly you.
And also, Coco, what you said about, you didn't finish your sentence, but you brought up sharing. And then you made a connection to just like touching your body. That's what you said about how it can help with loneliness, just like touching your body. I never realized that until Ellen, you've started having us touch our bodies during the I don't know if there's words for what it is, what type of like special healing or magic is taking place with just like touching your face or touching your rib, something happens.
I love that, something happens. I love that. Thank you so much, everyone. So sweet.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Take good care. Bye, Jan Marie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah.
It's always a bit abrupt, isn't it? We should all be going and having a meal. Somebody should be cooking for us over there. And we should all be just drifting and then being served this feast.
Bye.
Hey, Aaron, tell me your names, you two, because I want to know again.
Aaron is our son, but we don't know exactly why the name is on the side. But
it's our son.
Our son, yes. My name is Sevgi.
Cindy.
No, Sevgi.
Sevgi. You'll have to write it for me. Write it in the chat.
I will.
Okay.
You are.
Walter. My name is Walter.
I still can't hear very well, so you have to write them in the chat so we remember. Anyway, it's lovely to have you both.
Yeah, I enjoyed it really, yes. It was really nice today.
Okay, Segvi. Okay, you're Segvi. Okay, and Wouter.
Yes, Wouter.
Okay.
Very nice.
See you again. Lots of love to everyone. Bye, Sarah.
Bye.
Len. Bye, Hilka.
And thanks, Cuckoo. Bye. Thanks, LA. See you soon.